We're up to the Gemara Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, around six lines from the top. Vesuleiko. The Gemara just finished enumerating all the different nisim that took place in the Mikdash, and the Gemara made a whole cheshbon of the Mishnah and Ovis of Asara Nisim Nasal Avishenim BeMikdash, excluding the ones that took place in Yerushalayim. But specifically in the Mikdash, Frek the Gemara Vesu Leiko, there's more than that, more than the 10 that are listed. V'omer Rab Oishia, B'shosh Shebona Shlomi Ves HaMikdash, not by Kol Minei Megodim Shal Zov. Shlomi HaMelech planted all types of Megodim, fruits, made out of gold. V'yomoytzin Peres Bizmanon. And those fruits actually brought forth Peres Bizmanon. And the Mashal says that it wasn't real fruits, it was taka gold that they made panosa from. It grew gold. And when the wind blew against it, they were noisher. That's how they fell off. Now, the Pasuk says, Yirash kalvonon piryoy. It's a lotion of Rash. So Rashi explains, Yirash kalvon piyo, yirash piyo she Yisrael kepera levonon. Alma yesh pera belevonon. Levonon is the base of Mikdash. U levonon base of Mikdash. U mawa rash. What's this noise that emanated? Ksharuach neisheves heine makishin zeloze. Roishin v'nish makoilem. If you have two fruits made out of gold, bang against one another, it brings forth a loud noise. So that's yirash kalvonon piyo. Now, what about the fact that if it's from Hekdash and it grew, so how could you not be moil? Why is it not me'ila? So, Zok the Meir Simcha, in Or Sameach, he says that since it was a Hanhogen Nisis, since it was a growth that fruit for that grew because of Nis and Nes, so me'ila, it's not called Gidule Hekdash. Something that's Nisis is not called Gidule Hekdash, so me'ila ain't by me'ila. What do you say? Oh, another question Mepharshim asked. How did they plant? That's the Mepharshim asked. How did they plant? So the Mashal says it wasn't a plant. It wasn't fruit. It was gold. It was a different type of thing. It was nisis. It wasn't an atiyah of Asherah. It wasn't a atiyah of any eights. Any eights is also too. Oto Asherah. Higufa says that a taka wasn't an atiyah. It was taka nisis. Others say it was. You have to understand what it means exactly.
He planted it or grew by itself?
He did something that gold came out, but it wasn't called in any remez of an is of Leisita. Zog the Gemara. Ukshenichnesu nochem leheichal. So they sold his gold. So yovesh, it turned dry. Shenemal, the Pasuk says, in Nochum, Uperach Levonoin Umlol. Umlol means it became like desolate, so it dried out. The Osir HaKadosh Baruch Lach Ziron in the future lost it, love it by Mashiach. The Emes will bring it back. Shenemal, Poroyach, Tifrach, Vesogel, Afgilas, Veranein, Kvoid, Halavonoin, Nitanlo. So that means the Osir Lovoy, this covet will return. So Al-Kapanu Gemara is a kasha. We just finished saying, Das Sor and Nisim made a whole cheshbon. There was even one lacking. One was chosa. So we made sure it's 10 Nisim. And here we see that it's 11. There's one of the Nisim. And for the Gemara, Nisa de Kviya Loika Choshev. This was a Nes Kavua. Zog Rashi, Kvuim V'oimdim Tomid Bim Koimon. It was constantly there. It was constantly there. That gold fruit that was there. So that's called, that's one of the cheshbonis. Now, frag the Gemara, according to this, if you tell me Nisa the Kri, you don't count. So, Hashe the Os is Lahochi. Once you're telling me that Kvi is not included, so Oren Vekruvim, Nami Nisa the Kri, Ninu. One of the things we mentioned yesterday's Omid was the Oren is Enim in Amida. It's Amin Aminion. The Kruvim, the Guf of the Kruvim, and Amin Amida. The wings were 5 Amis. Each wing is 5, that's 10. 2 Kruvim is 20. The whole width was 20. The whole length was 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the goof is not Minaminyan. Or the Oren. The Oren, we said each side of the Oren was 10 Amis. Oren Amin Amida. And like the Ben Yoyodis says, a Talmud Chacham should make any cheshbonus when it comes to Eitzos Talmud Torah. Because Oren Einem and Amida. So if it's not an Amida, so L'choy, that's Kavua also. If it's Kavua, we see it is counted. So that's Shver L'choy, Mar Sen. Hashad Os L'Ochi Oren Kuvim, Namin Nisa L'Kvir Ninu. Zog Di Gemara, meaning Oren and Kruvim, let me just see what we said yesterday. Oh, the Gemara was matchi yesterday. It's not schwer. The Gemara said, "Oh, nisa devroi." The Gemara said, "Oh, and kumim were nisa devroi. They were not nisa devroi. They were not nisa devroi. They were nisa devroi. They were in the inside in the kodesh hakodashim. So it's not counted. So now we, once we have this tchia and we're saying nisa dekvia, so Melo, you can say that the Aron and kumim are not because of nisa devroi, nisa dekvia." Because the Gemara had a kasha, lechem aponim is also on the inside. The Gemara had to answer that they lifted the shulchan and the Klal Yisrael saw the lechem cham. They saw the smoke coming out, so that's like nisa de gavoi. But like aponim, once you like nisa de gavoi, I mean, but once you have the teretz of kriya, so mele automatically these two are taka out. You don't have to come onto the teretz of gavoi and evroi. Zok the Gemara,
Omar Mar. Stood side by side, or they were opposition?
According to this, it seems like it was going in either direction. The Kruvim stood by its side, but the wings were outside. And the Mela was 5 and 5.
It was 10, 10, and then 10 side by side, right?
My pleasure.
But their faces weren't opposite each other?
The L'chorit, where did you have 20? Where did it take up 20?
Yeah, it only takes up.
And it had the same aura, exactly. Look at the Rashi in the bottom, Amar Aleph.
Yeah.
Kruvim v'nesa oimdin. Gufei ha-kruvim sh'osa shloima oimdin be'oroin be'eretz eitz'oh. Ba'oretz, Eitzel Oroin, Echa B'tzom Echa B'dorim. That's what Rashi learns. Uve k'nafeyem esrim ama prusois mikir al kir k'nachsiv k'naf akuf chamish ames nimtzu ha k'nafayim machzikim es kol cholol nimtzu oivi aguf enim en amida. That's what Rashi learns. It was next to it. Ala Oretz. That's what Rashi says. Not like the picture we used to.
Yeah,
so,
the guf means the guf of the Kruvim?
Yeah, the guf of the Kruvim.
I thought the Oren was in there.
That's another thing. Two things. Oren Enem and Amida and Kruvim Enem and Amida. Zogt Rashi, the Kruvim were on the Oretz next to the Oren, so Mela, their wings took up the whole area. Zogt the Gemara Omamar, the Oshon Hamarocha. Umiyava Oshon Marocha. One of the Nisim we said was that Oshon Hamarocha was not swayed and moved, even though any Ruach in the world would not sway it. It went straight up like a pillar, the Oshon. And we said that Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim that it's come to tell me that the Oshon HaMarocha refers to the Eish of the Torah, Talmud Chochem. The Talmud Chochem that learns Bekvius is not going to be swayed. No matter what distractions are, the Torah goes straight up. Sadek HaTom HaYifroch. He says, no matter what happens, it doesn't sway him. Likewise, he says that the Atzim HaRocha were not extinguished with the Geshem. He says, Gesh, the Eibush could have just made it that it doesn't rain. He says, no, the Eibush wanted to show that Geshem is Parnosa, like the Marcus and Tainis. Kshomim is Parnosa. And the Eish HaMarach is Torah, and Mizbeach is Talmud Chochem. The Eish is the Torah, Eish HaTorah. That means a person shouldn't say, oh, I'm Isaac and Parnosa, I can't learn. There's no such thing. Even the Geshem does not extinguish the Eish HaMarach, the fire of Talmud. That means the Talmud Chochem, the Torah, does not get extinguished because of the Geshem. And that's not an excuse that someone can use. Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim. So, frag the Gemara. Oma Mar v'Oshon HaMarocha. That's one of the Nisim. Umiyava Oshon b'Marocha. Since when was there b'chol Oshon by the Marocha? V'otani we learned in the Braisa. Chamisha Dvorim ne'amru be'eshel Marocha. There were five things that were said about Eshel Marocha. Revutze Kari. Revutze Kari means that Zogt Rashi. There was a gachelas that came from Shemayim. It was like an ari, a lion that was roivets. So that's one of the things about the Eish of Marocha. So that means the Bechlal wasn't a regular Eish. It was min Hashemayim, a gachelas that was in the shape of an ari roivets. It was clear like the chamo. That means it without any redness. Fire usually has redness in it. It was clear like the chamo. V'yesh by mamish. Yesh by mamish means it was a mamoshes. So Rashi shall have a shalom. That means just like you pick up a coal, it's yesh by mamish, you were able to have a mamoshes in the shalevis itself. You can be mamashmish in it. Voichel is lachin kiveshin. That means it ate up lachin. Fire, our fire can eat up wet. Water extinguishes fire. But the gachelas had a nes, voichelas lachin kiveshin. That means meat that was lach from the psorim, from the kochim, was able to eat it up lach and kiyavashin. Now, the ena mala oshon, and likewise, and that's the kasha we're asking, ena mala oshon, it was not mala oshon. You're telling me the oshon of Marocha did not sway. One of the nisim was, it was not mala oshon. Enter the Gemara, ki kam rinon, bedehedyet. Meaning, that l'oilom, the ruach taka, would have swayed the Eshel Hedyot. The ness was that it did not sway the ruach of the Hedyot. It was, besides the ruach ben Hashemayim, there's a mitzvah of Yom and a Hedyot. It was also in a Hedyot that it came. And that was not swayed, and that was the ness, taka. Ein chlamid the chamisha dvorim, that nemru be'esh, that was the Eshel shal Shemayim. There was another Esh that you placed in a Hedyot. Now the Sfasemes has a different kash, effect the Sfasemes, that oichel is lachin kiyevashin. We know that the Gemara says in Zvochim, that if someone is mezalav yayin ala ishim, so he's chayv as mechaba. If you take wine, a mezalav on the ishim, he's chayv as mechaba on the ish. If we're saying now it's oichelas lachin kiyevashin, it's not possible that mitzias. The wine gets eaten up by the ish.
You just said you have two fires.
You're
talking about the fire.
Oh,
the
heady
fire.
Ein echnami. So zok tisvasem is ein echnami. That's based on this teretz taka. He says that the shel hedyot is what you chayev on mezalav yayin al gabe ishim. But ein chenami, on the shalevis, the chela shalesh, there's no such mitzias, there's no such thing as mezalav yayin al ishim. Zok di gemara, the Tanya, how do we know that it was another? Eish.
Very good with the pasuk. The Pesach says, Eish and Rech Lotzich Be'er. It's going on two Pesachim after to make a fire and the Chir of making the fire.
On what Aaron had to put. The Tanya, like it says in the Braise, the Pesach Taka says, V'nostum b'nei Aaron ha-koin Eish alam izbeach. This is the Eish that they have to place. Af bish Eish yiredes b'nei Shemayim. Even though there is an Eish that comes b'nei Shemayim. Mitzvah lohavi b'nei Hedyot. It's a different Eish. Zog di Gemara, Revutze kari, and etzem revutze kari, v'otanya, omer Reb Chanina is gana koinim, ani royisi, u revutze kekelev. I saw it, and the gachelis was in the shape of a dog, a whole different shape. It's not b'chal revutze like an ari. Zog dem aloi kasha, kam b'mikdash rishin, kam b'mikdash sheni. It depends. Ba'iz rishin was kari, and the mashal says, because Shloim HaMelech built Ba'iz rishin, and Shloim HaMelech is shevet Yehuda, so it's like an ayeh. And Kamvi Mikdasheni, Zog the Masho, Mikdasheni was built through Poras, Persians, where the Rishus was given by Dayovish and Koyrish and Poras. So Mele, they put compared to a Kelev, like a Shelek, like it says in the Pasuk. So Mele, it's Taka Rebutzika Kelev.
By exchange, way of the Menashe, you didn't even have it.
You didn't have what?
You had Achabal Menashe. Menashe was not a by exchange. You didn't have this. Why was it Kelev? You didn't have the Eish Menashemayim in by exchange.
You didn't have the Eish, you didn't have the Gachelah Shel Eish of the Ari, but your vice says you had the Kekelev, as I stated.
Menashe
removed that one that was shaped like a. Menashe removed that one that was shaped like an Ari, as I often
say. He removed
the Eish Menashe. He removed the Silka. What was he, Mesalik? This Eish that looked like an Ari. And by Sheni, it was another Eish, as I stated. Kambe Mikdasheni. The Gemara says clearly Mikdasheni was Kekelev. We're now arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara says it was two types of Asian. You're right. One was Kari, one was Kekelev. He removed this one that came in Hashemayim that was the beginning of an Ari. Zog the Gemara weiter. Uve Mikdasheni. Now the Ian Yankov says that the reason why it's like a Kelev, Kekelev is not a good thing. A Kelev is a remez of Shoval Kelev Kshoval Keyoy. A Kelev returns back and he doesn't have Averus. We always say not to be like a Kelev HaShov Al Keoi. When you do tshuva, you don't want to be like a Kelev HaShov Al Keoi that goes back and eats his own vomit. So he's Zokta Yon Yankov, it's a Remez, that since the Averus came back like a Kelev HaShov Al Keoi, it was a Remez, not a good b'china. Zokta Gemara, u'mikdashenim yihavoi. Oh, so you're asking a kasha, mikdashenim yihavoi, because Menashe took it, Gemara has a kasha. U'mikdashenim yihavoi, since when was there this Eish min hashomayim, even in the shape of a kelev in mikdashayni. V'omer Rav Shmuel ba'inya, my dichsiv, your kasha, my dichsiv, state in the poskin, Chagai. Ve'elze boy, ve'ekovdo, omer Hashem. Ve'elze boy, ve'ekoved. It says ve'ekoved, it's a cree of ve'ekovdo. Ve'elze boy, ve'ekoved, ve'kine ve'ekovdo. So my shnodim chusa, hey, why is it lacking the hay? Elu chamishet dvorim shoyi beis ben mikdash rishon lemikdash sheni. There were five things that were lacking between bais rishon and bais sheni. Ve'eluei, oren ve'kaparis u'kruvim. That's one. The oren, the kaparis, and the kruvim were not there. It was nignaz by bais sheni. Next thing is eish. The eish min hashamayim. The eish min hashamayim did not come. You're telling me kekelev. It did not appear by bais sheni. V'shchina, there was a lesser pchina of shchina and bais sheni. V'ruach hakodesh wasn't ruach hakodesh. V'urim v'tumim. And there was no Urim v'tumim. La Tosis Radi Bavons, there was no Urim v'tumim. Zok Tosis Urim v'tumim have. I thought there was Urim v'tumim. Shim loikein o yikoyin golem chusa begodim. Tosis learns Urim v'tumim. What is it called? A yichisu begodim. It's one of the begodim. Elo loy hoyu mishivin l'nish'olin bohen. The pshit is it was there, but it did not function and answer for those that asked it questions. Azoy Zok the Rambam also in Peragyud, in Klei HaMikdosh, and the Rambam likewise in Beis HaBchira, Perag Dalad Loch Alev, and the Ravid argues on there in Beis HaBchira, and he says that, the Rambam says that Avada was there, Babai Sheini, because he needed Shmoni Begodim, like Toys says, and even though they were Nisholim, that's because there was no Ruach HaKodesh. And if a Kohen Gadol does not have Ruach HaKodesh, so Memele, the Shechina is not Shoyra, so Memele, they weren't Shoyal. So Zok the Ravid, the Gemara clearly says that it's Urim V'tumim and Ruach HaKodesh. According to this, it's one thing. It's Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'tumim, dos is ains. So what do you mean there's five things that are lacking? Because there's no Ruach HaKodesh, that's an Urim V'tumim. The Gemara says five different things, it's separate. So the Ravid Taka learns, the whole Urim V'tumim is not the Choshen. Avada that Shmoni Begodim. The Ravid learns that the Urim V'tumim was a piece of cloth that was written, the Shem HaMeforish, that was placed inside. And in Bayis Sheni, it wasn't there. Avada that the Shmoni Begodim. Question if it's Bechal called Chelik the Shmoni Begodim. But it wasn't there, it wasn't placed over there, and that's how the Ravid learns. The Biskrov has a shtickle, and he says that we see that the Rambam Taka, even in Bayis Rishon, it stopped working and it was still Ruach HaKodesh. So his taka was too shlavim. There was still Ruach HaKodesh by his Rishon, but it stopped working and it weren't Meshiv. So we see it Shaykh that Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'tumim being Meshiv is not exactly Toli Zabizeh. You have to say in the Rambam, Bais says there was taka too shlavim. Zok Gemara Amri. So we have a kasha. We're saying that what? That Eish Min HaShemayim is one of the things that was not there in Bayis Sheni. And that's V'kov the Loshon Hei, five of Choser. Here we see clearly that it wasn't. And you're telling me that in Bayis Sheni was a Kekelev. Zok Mora Amri in. Mi have havoi. La Oilam was taken Eish like a Kekelev. But siyu eloi misayeya. That means it did not help anything in the Sefer of the Kochim. So it didn't tow off anything. So that's the Pshat. Itaka was there, but it didn't do anything. Zokter Ben Chananel, according to this, it's very good. Ben Chananel is before Dibah Masal, Ton Rabbanon, two lines before that. Lefikach ha'yorchen ole ha'etzim ha'rocha. Sheberishon lo ha'yorchen ole beis gizah ha'etzim l'kayim ha'mitzvah. In Bayis Rishon, there was the Eish Men HaShemayim that ate up the basar. So all they had to place is two gizah ha'etzim for the mitzvah. In Bayis Sheni, there was ha'etzim l'marocha that had to constantly place. Because the Eish was totally in them. It wasn't the Eish Men HaShemayim. Now the Tosfos Shonim has another question. We're saying all the things that were missing. There's another thing that was missing in Bayis Sheni. The end of the Tosfos Shonim, V'shemen HaMishcha, Shalohoi V'Bayis Sheni, why is it not counted? We know the Shemen HaMishcha was Moshe called the Kalim, so why is it not enumerated? Lo Kachoshev, the Lechoshev al HaDvorim, Shoi Boin L'Tzorich HaMikdosh Dafka. So this wasn't a Tzarech HaMikdash. This is really, you can also say this is for the Kohen Gadol. It was a Kohen Gadol. So that's not Tzarech HaMikdash. So it's, maybe it means Heksha, but Akoponim, if it's for the, to be Moshech, the Kohen Gadol, so it's not, that's not what it's compared to the other ones. Zok the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Sheish Eishah saying there's six types of fires. Yesh Oicheles Ve'ein Oshoysa. There's a fire that eats solids, but not liquids. That's our fire. V'yesh Oysa Ve'ein Oicheles. There's an Eish that is, we'll see in the Gemara, he's going to explain. A person is sick, he has fever, it makes him very thirsty, he wants to drink, but he can't, he has no appetite. It eats up all the liquid in his body. V'yesh Oicheles Ve'ein Oishoysa is one that's Oichel and Shoysa. V'yesh Oicheles Lachem Ki Ve'esh, and he eats dry like wet. V'yesh Eishach, Eish, and Eish pushes away another fire. V'yesh Eishacheles Eish, and an Eish is Oichel another Eish. Not just Doich, it's Oichel. And the Gemara explains each one. Yesh Eish Oicheles Ve'ein Oishoysa Hodidon, that's our fire. Only dries, not liquids. Shoysa Ve'ein Oicheles Decholin, an ill person. Like we said, it eats up the liquid in his body. He's very thirsty. He's shoysa, he's an oichel. Oicheles v'shoysa, what's that referring to? The Elio, the ace of Elio was oichel and shoysa. The chsiv, v'samayim asher betzale, v'samayim, v'samayim asher betzale, lichecho. So it ate up the water also. Oicheles lachim kiveshin, what's oicheles lachim kiveshin? The marocho. The Eish HaMarocha eats the lach and kevashin, even the basalach, even the meat that is wet. And the third begin is, the last two. Oh, the which last two? One is Elio HaNovi, that Elio HaNovi ate up lechech. Both of them are wet, correct. So the Mashal explains this Gimel Bechines. Let's for the last one, I'll tell you the Gimel Bechines. The last one is, Yesh Eish Doiche Eish, the Gavriel. Gavriel was Doiche Eish. V'yesh Eish, that's by Gavriel, when he went and he what's it called by Chananya Shova Zayin and Kipshan Eish, we had the Gemara. So over there was Eish that was going to consume them, and they were their Eish Gufa extinguished the Eish, Echelis the Eish, and the Faker and made the Eish on the outside, and the ones that wanted to kill him were the ones that were consumed by the fire. The Eish was Doicha the Eish. V'yesh Eish Echelis Eish Dishchino. Dishchino was Oichel the Eish that was by Maisa Breishis. The Omar Mar. Hoishet etz boy be name with sarfon. By my sabrashis, the Malachim said, Ma enosh kisis kagana, why creating mankind? So the Eibish, the Eish, destroy the Eish, Oichel Eish, Malachim made out of Eish. Zokta Mashah, the three beginners. There's Oilam Atachton, that's Oichel ven Shoysa, our fire. It eats up solids and not liquids. And Shoysa ven Oichel, that's Choylim, that's in this world, that's the beginning of Tachton. There's Oilam Emtsoi, that's the Mizbeach and Elio, that's Oichel ven Shoysa, Lachin Kivation, Elio and the Marocha. That's a beginner of Emtsoi. And then there's Oilam Elyon. Oilam Elyon is Eish Doiche Eish and Eish Oicheles Eish. By Gavriel and by the Shechino, that's the third beginner. So he says the three beginners. Zogdemo, let's finish the Gemara. The Oshan Amarocha, Afilu Kol Aruchah Sheba Oilam Eim Aziz Oisim Im Koimoi. The Oshan Amarocha, all the winds in the world will not move it. Frag the Gemara, Va'omer Rav Yitzchak Ba'avdimi B'moitziyonte V'achen Shel Chag. Meaning on Motzeh Sukkos, on Motzeh Shmini Atzeres, Hakol Tzoyfin La'ashna Marocha. Everyone looks at the Ashna Marocha, to which direction is it swaying. Noite Klapit Tzofoin, meaning if it's a Ruach Droimis that makes it push towards the Tzofin, towards the north. So then what? Aniim Smechim U'Balabatim Atzevin. Why the Aniim Smechim? B'mnei Shegishmei Shonim Rubin U'Peresein Markivin. Meaning, if it's going to be Gishmei Shonim Rubin, so it gets spoiled, the fruits get spoiled. So the Balabatim can't store it, so they have to sell it for cheap. So the Aniyim are smechim because they get produce for cheap. Balabatim are tzevim because they have to sell it for cheap. But we see Al Kaponim that it sways. And Rashi says, what is this? Motzi Yontav Achron, Zok Rashi, Shem Etmol Nechtam Gzardinom. Mi Etmol, meaning on Oshana Rabbe, Staka de Gzardinom de Mayim. So Al Gishme Shona Kiritnan Bechagni Dönem Alamayim. On Sukkot we need Alamayim. So Motzi Yontav Achron, but Motzi Shmini Atzeres, that's when they Taka looked at which direction it swayed. Not the Klapi Dogoim. If it swayed towards the south, that means that Ruach Tzvoinis was doiched towards the south, so Aniyim had saved him. Then the opposite effect. The Aniyim are sad, Ubalabatim has mechin. Why? Bibneshe Gishme Shona Muotin. There's not a lot of Gishme Shona. Uperasein Mishtamrin. So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to worry about not being able to store it. It's Mishtamir. So Mela, they don't have to rush and sell it for cheap. So Mela, they sell it for expensive. So Balabatim are smechin, and Niyim are tzevin. Not the klapi mizroch, but if it's klapi mizroch, that means if it's a marovis, they could win, hakol smechin. Because a ruach marovis, it brings the exact amount of rainfall that it needs. The pears don't get destroyed, and there's no rov ba'olam, so the aniyim asmechim and the ashirim asmechim. Meaning it's mishtamer, not for so long, but akoponim, the rate is oim bim koimer. It's not cheap and it's not expensive. Klapi mairev, if it blows towards mairev, so then it's a ruach mizrochis, then hakolat sevin, then everyone is sad. Because then it's not enough lachluchis, a ruach mizrochis is dry, it's miyabash the zroim, so then everyone loses out. If the zroim dry out, then it's a loss for everyone. But what do we see clearly? The oshan of the marocha is noitim im koimai, and here we're saying that oshan marocha afilu kol rusha ba'olam emas, this is noisai. And to the Gemara, the ozil va'ose kedikle, va'avdurei loy have mivdar. That even though lemais it sways, like we see over here, it went to different directions, but it goes like a deckel tree. It sways like a palm tree, but it didn't dissipate. It loy have mivdar. It didn't dissipate, and that's taka the nest that took place. The nest was that ruchay shaba oilom aim azizis oisoy to dissipate it like a regular ocean would have, and that was the nest that took place. Zok the Gemara omamar klape mizroch. We said hakol smechin klape marav hakol atzevin. Zog the Gemara, Ureminu, I'll ask you a steer on that. Ruach Mizrochis, meaning, we just finished saying that Ruach Marovis is good, so Klapi Mizrach HaKol Smechen, and Ruach Mizrochis is not good. And that's a Klapi Marav HaKol Atzevin. Frag Marastir, Ureminu, Mizrochis, meaning, we just said Mizrochis is no good. Mizrochis, Zog the Gemara, Lo Oilom Yofe, so we see it's always good. We just said a second ago it's not good. Klapi Marav HaKol Atzevin, and Marovis, Lo Oilom Kosher. We said klape mizroch hakol smechin. That means ruach marovis. And here we see that marovis loylem kosher, and ruach tzvoynis is yofel lechitin b'shoshev yishlish. It's good for lechitin after it grows 1/3. V'kosher lezeisim, it's bad for zeisim bizman shein chointin, meaning when they start to grow. Ruach droimis is kosher lechitin b'shoshev yishlish. Ruach droimis is the opposite. It's bad for lechitin when they came about and grew a shlish already. And v'yofel lezeisim bizman shein chointin at the onset of the growth. If you want to remember what's good for the chitin and what's good for the zeisim, so shulchan betzofen umenoyre bedorim, meaning the shulchan haimar bedidei, meaning the shulchan which has on their breads on there, so mele that's mar bedidei, meaning the shulchan the ruach tzfoinis. That was the shulchan was in the tzofen side. So ruach tzfoinis is yofel chitin because the shulchan is betzofen. That's taka yofel chitin, which is the bread. That's on the lechem aponim is on the shulchan. And hi marbididei. And the menorah which was in the dorim had on there the shemen zayis, the zeisim. So in Mela, we know that ruach droimis, which is the menorah is bedorim, is marbididei. So in Mela, it's taka good for zeisim. So that's what we said, that Ruach Droimis is Yofel Zeisim, and Ruach Tzvoinis is Yofel Chitin, by Hivir Shlish. But Akoponim, we see that the Shulchan is Bedorim, and Shulchan is Betzofen, Menor Bedorim, that's how you remember that Ruach Droimis is good for Zeisim. And likewise, Ruach Tzvoinis is Yofel Chitin, because that's what the Shulchan had Chitin on there. But Akoponim's Gemara has a Kasha. We said before that Mizrochis is not good, and here we see clearly that Mizrochis is always good. And before we said that Marovis is not good. And before we said before that Marovis is always good. So it's Mamash Astira in Mizrochis and Marovis. Enter the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Holon, Vaholahu. It depends. Bnei Eretz Bovel, Holon. Because it was a wetland, there was a lot of rainfall. So Mel over there, Mizrochis, which is Ruach, which is Yovesh, is good for them. Because since it's an Eretz Lacha, because of all the rainfall, so Mela, it's good for it to have a little dry air. Mashenken Marovis, which is full of rain, Marovis is Gshomim, so that's good, that's bad for them, because they already have so much Gshomim, so it's going to be Mark if it's going to spoil the Paris. That's Taka Lon. So over there, for Bovel, Taka, Mizrochis is good and Marovis is bad. Mashenken Holohu, for Bnei Tzisrol, where Ruach Mizrochis is bad. Because why? Because since it's the Eretz Horim, Ugvoyos, so it's very dry, so we're not looking for more dry air. So that's why it's bad. Masheke Maravis, which is good because it's wet. So Mele, it's good because it brings Gshomim, and being that it's a dry area, so Gshomim is good. So it depends if Maravis or Mizrochis is good or bad. Depends Halon v'Halahu. So Rashi, Mizrochis Yofel Eretz Babel, she Eretz Lacha, Machmas Meimea Lo'olam, Ule'etz Yisrael Kosher, she Eretz Horim Buvkois, Uma Meheretz Liyabesh. Hadan aloch shivas yomim, hadan aloch shivas yomim, hadan aloch shivas yomim, zog the Tosfos Rishonim at the end, besayme perag rishoin, tatzreini ki ishoin, vahavik oiri ki be ishoin, vesenli me itcho mane loshoin, uvesayrosro heiro einai, vahoid vahodo tatreini be perag sheini, hadan aloch shivas yomim. We'll start the midstem the next perag tomorrow.